This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Man, that sunset is gorgeous.
Grill, patio, sunset. Hard to get better than that. Unless you're browsing Carvana's inventory while you soak it all in.
Oh, burger time.
So sit back, get comfortable. Carvana's got thousands of cars under $20,000 just waiting for you.
I could stay here forever.
Carvana, where car buying meets comfort, meets convenience. Download the app or visit Carvana.com today.
So they're talking and he's like, I'm going to enjoy watching you die, Mr. Anderson. And you like turn around and like, it's Louis Anderson.
Yeah.
And he goes, survey says you first. Kills him, shoots him.
Yeah, shoots. Yes.
In the head.
Kapoosh.
And so he's
with the fucking bullet. What's the with like the yeah.
Yeah, the bullet gun.
Bullet firing. Yes. Mm-hmm.
And then he like falls down, the first guy, and
see ya. Yeah.
Louis Anderson sees the entry wound, the mm-hmm. little red circle, and he goes, circle gets the square.
Okay.
Cause I guess it's a circle, it's shaped like a circle, and like the guy is kind of like not like a classic square.
Yeah, I don't
square,
know what the square is that he got. Like
it's Agent Smith.
Is a square. Yeah.
That's the idea.
I agree with that.
Certainly compared to like other guys in that movie.
No, he's
like
not.
Kind of a square.
He's not hip at all. Like yeah. He's very much a part of the establishment. I think it's very call to call. Yeah.
So that's as far as I've gotten. I keep, as soon as I get to that point, every time when I'm working on this, I have like
many emails.
Not even like a little stroke. Oh. Not even like a mini stroke, like a tiny, tiny, tiny stroke.
But that's how you know you're doing something really impactful. I mean,
I hope
to me,
so,
that's
man.
A sign to keep going.
I am really worried. I was really excited about this.
Yeah.
It's for, you know, they do the in memoriam. It's always just, it's never funny. Or it's sometimes a little bit funny, but like there's no bit to it. The shift can be funny.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly. But like it's always just like a photo of the guy or whatever. You never have them like actually doing a bit. And so we were like, what if for each segment we put them in a classic movie?
Yeah.
And like insert them digitally, give them lines and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so we have Betty White.
Yeah. Betty White, right.
Betty White goes, she's Morpheus, and she goes,
they're all Matrix.
That it is turning out that way. Yeah.
Maybe she goes, do you want to take the red or the white pill?
No, she goes, take the... It is that segment.
Yeah.
She says, take the red pill. Oh, this is the yellow pill. She has a big pill case because she's like so old.
Oh, right. Oh. That's funny. That's better.
Yeah. But then she goes, like, take the red pill and you can see how deep the rabbit hole goes if you catch my meaning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I don't know. I have a much bigger stroke when I'm working on that one, so I've got to turn
that
away
one. I'm
from
feeling
it.
Something. I'm a little bit lightheaded.
Oh, really? Wow.
Yeah. So incredible stuff. I mean, yeah. I almost don't want to fully move on. I wouldn't mind bringing our.
We can stay in it for a little
idea.
While. Yeah, I think it's going to be a rich area.
We have really amazing guests today. We have, of course, Carl Tart from the Flagrant Ones. That's what he's best known for, is the basketball podcast that he does with two rather handsome devils. and it's us. And then we have the inimitable, the author, the writer, the producer, the sometime performer, Mr. Julius Sharp, Goldie, the man himself. We got him.
I feel like, did Keeps twist your arm to have me on? Did they say you've got to have a fucking bald guy on? It's time, guys.
Yeah, no, they said, yeah, they said, look, if you want to keep the do-re-mi rolling in,
yeah.
And let's face it, keeps...
We're actually a Nutrafol podcast now. We are actually part of the Nutrafol family.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yes, they did say, get a bald guy on so people can be like, so we, you know.
And then we have to have you back 1 year from now, and you do have to have hair as a result of Nutrafol.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, I'm going to take whatever you guys give to me. I'm just going to take it without even looking at it.
It's we use the what they give us. So I think the normal Nutrafol comes in like pill form, but we get it like a compound from like a compound pharmacy. You know what I mean? Like mortar and pestle style. Like it's all
they mix it up in the back. Like, yeah, mm-hmm. they hand it to you and it's like it just feels like it's been handled very recently mm-hmm. by a person.
Mm-hmm. And so it's fresh. It's fresh meds.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Yeah. And it's
you open it up and the dust kind of like. Like puffs out a little bit and you're like, did I just take some?
It feels like the kind of thing where it's like the pharmacist goes, oh good, this is more like cooking than baking in terms of they don't have to measure. They just kind of pinch and feel around and see like what, you know, what they think would be a good combination. Mm-hmm. So, you know, sometimes it's great. Sometimes I get pretty sick.
Yeah. I mean, the thing about medication is, it's kind of a myth that you need to dose it and take a certain amount at a certain time. What you need is just the right amount over the right amount of time. Mm-hmm. So you can take mm-hmm. as much as you want as long as you
as long
wait.
As you take less the next time.
They're guessing and they're obviously erring on the side of extreme caution. So
right.
Yeah.
Because you go 50 milligrams, you go, well, what if I take 51? Is it what's the difference?
A little experiment for people at home. It says take 2 Advil. Take 3.
Sure. I drank 6 Alka-Seltzer the other day.
Yeah.
Didn't
great
help.
Great example. Great example. And what happened?
Didn't help. Did not help.
No, it didn't help, but it didn't hurt.
No,
that's
didn't hurt.
The dosage. The dosage on the bottle is for the average man and woman. The average man and woman doesn't exist.
No.
Right. Sorry.
There's no
there
such
is
thing.
No normal.
Yes.
You ever see the movie Angus?
This feels like a lot to give Betty White in that In Memoriam segment, but if... You know, if
wow.
We're gonna have
okay,
riff,
with the pills, we've got the pills out.
She's got
we
the
have
pills.
Her. We have and Betty White. It's mm-hmm. a last opportunity.
Mm-hmm.
It feels like for an In Memoriam, people are going to want to see something new.
Mm-hmm. You know, mm-hmm. okay, it's like, okay.
It's like we know what they did, right? Like
yes,
that's why we're honoring them. But it's like now that they're dead, what is our relationship with them?
Let's go something completely different direction. And so, what would that look like?
Right, which is, you know, Louis Anderson is now an action hero.
Right.
Yeah,
Betty
that's
White
cool.
has these opinions on drugs.
Okay.
Because I was immediately thinking, okay, well, we should put Gilbert Gottfried in the sort of Joey Pants role. Mm-hmm. He's like eating the steak, talking about how he knows it's fake, but and then maybe he's, you know, going to do some gross out joke. But what you're saying now, Goldie, is I go, there's no reason that he can't be one of the big electric squids that attacks the ship, right?
Right. Yeah. I mean, you have, this is something I deal with in everything I do is you book a piece of talent
mm-hmm.
and how can we just, you know, blow it out and make people reevaluate everything they know about the talent. And that's,
let's maximize the opportunity and like, and take a fucking risk, which by the way, this town has been afraid to do lately.
Right. Gilbert doesn't want to be funny. He's sick of that. That's mm-hmm. why, that's one of the reasons he died. He was tired of it. Like he'd had enough. So he mm-hmm. stopped. So it's like mm-hmm. to then have him back. And now we're doing something. It's like, you know, let's see him really use his other sides of his personality.
By the way, Robert Durst is Trinity. Do we like this idea?
Mm.
Now, what film are y'all talking about?
Sorry.
So you're familiar with 20th Century Fox.
Yes.
I know that.
Mm-hmm.
This is a different studio. It's a different studio entirely. This is a different studio called Warner Brothers.
Okay.
And they made a film called The Matrix. It was released in 1999.
So before my time.
Yeah. And so that's what, I mean, like, taking you back to...
Do we have to keep this in mind?
I mean, Carl reset at Y2K, so I don't know.
Huh?
Carl reset at Y2K, and I mean...
I reset at Y2K, yeah.
Yeah, so... Like, I don't know if we need to... We can segue at it. I mean, like, I can... I'm coming to grips with the fact that the Oscars already happened anyway. Like, I haven't really been letting myself acknowledge that.
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, the other thing is, if Carl doesn't know the movie, and this is the whole thing, is that we kind of have been hired to try to help the Academy court this audience, these young, new movie lovers. Carl, what's a movie you would want to see dead celebrities animated into doing sort of like little jokes, possibly nods to their career, which Hayes was working on, or possibly something totally unfamiliar and kind of against their personal brand? Is there a movie that you connect to that's more current, more young?
Let me think. Valentine's Day.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Valentine. You know what Moorpark is spelled backwards? Crap Room.
Is that from the movie Valentine's Day?
Valentine's Day, yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Shit. I mean, Orrin Hatch could say that.
What's the context of that scene? Just like, who are the characters in it? Like, what's...
Oh, okay.
What's
this
every...
This is going to knock your socks off. Y'all ready for this?
This is good.
This is going to knock your socks off. It was an old man driving with his grandson, and he tells his grandson this joke. It's like an inappropriate joke to tell a child.
Well, how about he tells it?
No.
And the grandson could be Norm MacDonald.
Okay. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
That could be nice.
Then he could go, ha, 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 ha,
This is, and Hayes, I noticed, here we are, we're cooking, we're getting this stuff.
Yeah.
And are you having a stroke? Are you feeling one coming on?
No, that's interesting. I wonder why, what it is about this, like, doing it in, like, the writer's room space. Like, maybe that's what it is. Maybe it's time for me to just get back to TV.
Community.
TV saved my life so many times. What's one more time? You know what I mean?
Yeah. I was raised by Freebie.
Mm-hmm.
It's a really good time to be in TV, too.
Yeah.
No, it's on the upswing. I mean, all the TV companies are doing good. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So what they want to do is they're doing so well, they want to do less of everything. Cause it's like, when you're at a party and you've said a lot of funny things, your instinct isn't let me stay and say more fun. You go, I'm winning. I'm leaving.
Yeah, let's and then get everyone's the chips gonna and talk about me while I'm
gone. Yeah. And I think that's what
don't spoil it.
That's what's going on in a larger sense with all the media companies.
Yeah.
They're going, like, we have everyone laughing, we have everyone clapping. Let's get the fuck out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Except for, Netflix. Sucks for Netflix. Netflix took a freaking nosedive.
Okay, because, the Schadenfreude is being felt throughout Tinseltown. I mean, let's face it. There was perhaps a mite bit of hubris involved.
And I just obviously.
I work for Netflix. I love Netflix.
The market share issue, of course, is only going to affect them, that like new streaming platforms get like added all the time. But like, it's just only Netflix is the one that is going to be.
It was really thrilling for all of the other companies to hear that to date, the biggest, most successful company lost like $200 billion in a day. They said, oh, this is good for us, which that tracks for me that it's not that the model itself might be ultimately unsustainable. It's just that this one place had screwed up.
I felt bad for them. And I actually, because, one of the things was they said too many people are sharing passwords.
Yeah.
So I called my mom and I told her, get your own fucking account.
Get the fuck out. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Like, see what we're doing to this company, mom. Like, I can't just in good conscience continue to give you my password when they're canceling Meghan Markle's cartoon.
These are people with jobs. These are
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are trying their. They moved here to do TV. They left a good situation to give us like these great cartoons that they have ideas for.
They had it made.
Imagine if when they were, closing the Detroit auto plants, thousands upon thousands of Americans were heading to the unemployment lines. It was as simple as literally just calling your mom and being like,
"Yeah,
free rides over, motherfucker."
Mm-hmm. Yeah, get your own car. I'm not driving you to your appointments. Because look at these people. They're suffering.
And your mom's, just like her bandwidth absorption when she watches Netflix. I mean, she watches Netflix so hard.
She watches it too hard.
I can tell when she is, when I'm trying to watch it, it starts to like lag.
My screen resolution diminishes. Yes. Yeah, I suddenly am watching it.
Because of her rig. It's that rig she set up.
It's way more pixelated because she's sucking up so much of the power from the Netflix mainframe.
Mm-hmm.
And when she does that, when it does pixelate like that, things that I think aren't cakes can start to look like cakes.
Yeah.
Stay ahead of the show and guess, I'm then guessing wrong. My wife hears it. I look stupid.
I'm at such an enormous disadvantage to begin with. Because I don't know, from my life, I have a pretty small inner circle. I don't necessarily expose myself to what cakes or a lot of common household items look like traditionally. So right there, it's like I'm playing from behind. Mm-hmm. And then when I don't have the 4K resolution, when I'm watching it in traditional HD,
Yeah,
I might as well jump off the fucking Empire State Building and explode on the sidewalk if that's what I'm going to do. That's basically what I'm working with. So
It definitely unfairly favors people who know more objects.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, my God.
When you're seeing you're seeing a toaster in cake or non-cake form for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
It's like. Okay.
It's like, well, why? Yeah, all these little nuances that I'm just not going to be able to appreciate, even when they cut it open. I go like, okay, is it supposed to do that?
Well, this is why critical race theory is important. This is basically the standardized testing is the same. Mm-hmm. Like, this is the standardized testing of cake identification.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Not everybody has seen the same things.
This is the first time I've understood any of this.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's completely biased towards this one dominant group of people who have all these objects in their house. It's like, that's not my lived experience. So I'm worthless. I don't get a TV show.
Right.
Or I'm a stupid. I'm an asshole, right? I fucking suck. I'm a stupid asshole. Cause I thought.
Cause I'm three episodes in
before even when they cut it open and ate it.
I just thought I didn't know what cakes looked like. Like, they start bringing stuff out, and I go, I've only seen cakes look like cakes, so I'm waiting for a cake to look like a cake. And it never does.
When are they going to do one that...
I knew toaster was a food thing, so how am I, when they cut it open and start eating it, how am I supposed to go like, okay, this is a total red flag, this is a cake? It's like, well, you said it was for food. Like, you said that.
And the glee then they have.
Oh my gosh.
Oh, you fell for it.
Look at him. He didn't know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. The smirk on Mike Day's face.
Michael
Day. Good night, Michael Day.
Michael Day, damn.
That's a great segue into the other thing. I mean, we're talking about the business. We're talking about the model.
Is he Mike? He's not cake, right?
Well, that's the season finale.
Mm-hmm.
The good on them.
Right, and the whole world's a cake, and I'm gonna go. Save me a slice. Fuck.
By the way, if he's a cake, save me a slice. I'll dig. Hey, I'll bring my own fork, you know, if I can figure out what it looks like among it, just this drawer of just nonsense to me. Just these random, like, I don't know if I'm looking at the right drawer. Do I write with this? What do I do?
When you go to bed after you watch it, like, sometimes I don't know what is cake and what isn't, you know, so I'm pulling on a blanket and I'm putting it in my mouth, not cake,
mm-hmm.
right? And yeah. then
I go to turn off the light, handful of frosting. So it's like, what the fuck? What's going on?
I don't know.
And see, like, it's like, I guess it's like a, whatever. It's like a fun, whimsical idea for a show, but it's hurting people.
Yeah. I mean, this is the reason why their stock is crashing. Like, no one knows what's happening.
Yeah.
It's an assault. It's an assault on typical Americans who aren't like object obsessed, materialistic.
So, you know, sorry, mega consumers. I'm not from a big city. So I didn't know that wasn't cake. Because, you know, my dad, like, had worked.
Yeah. But fuck me, right? I'm a fucking rube. Yeah. No, that's good. You got me. It's the definition of punching down.
Yeah.
But we are talking about the industry. Hayes, you were segueing into something?
I mean, Goldie, you were mentioning earlier, you're talking about, like, everything you do in the business, which is Family Guy. You write for Family Guy. Like, that's what you do.
Sure.
We have Carl here as the world's number one Family Guy expert.
Yep.
The doctor of this, of knowing this show.
Mm-hmm.
We have been talking for a long time. It's time to, like, advance this show to the next phase. Like, it's been spun off in a number of, like, pretty unsuccessful ways. We have been talking to various people at the network about, like, how to take this forward in an important way. And what we have from our conversations with them, what we've kind of settled on, is Family Girl.
Wow. But
let that sink in.
Wow.
Pretty revolutionary. Carl, you're a fan of the show. I mean, does that get you
honestly pumped? As the doctor of the show, all I have to say is scalpel.
And that mean you're going to cut it?
I'm going to cut it open and see if it's cake. And I'm going to eat it.
Mm-hmm.
With a big old glass of whole milk.
Wow.
I wasn't aware you were a surgeon. You know, I thought you had a PhD. Peter Haha's degree. Because Peter Griffin.
Oh, yeah, I know.
No, of course you do. You got the PhD.
I got the PhD.
So we talked to the network. They don't want to lean into the gender stuff, like, too hard.
No, right. No. They love the title, Family Girl.
Yes.
Or Family right. Gal. We've gone back and forth. Family Gal could work.
Family Gal. Oh, yeah. We're talking about Family Girl.
Too folksy.
Well, like, they like the idea of saying gal use, old-fashioned gal use instead of values in the theme.
So, because gal uses, are you saying that's a new concept, but there are still old-fashioned ones?
Where is good old-fashioned? I mean, it's just changing values to gal. I'm not saying anything except, like, okay. It's instead of values.
That's still on the table. Like, we can define that later, but we definitely, we have the word gal use, and it seems a shame to just leave it.
Yeah. Gal use are girl values, then. Yeah. They're not as distinct from value.
Again,
I can't necessarily answer, like, every single question. That's why we have you, right? Because what we have is the word values, and I hesitate to define it before we have even, like...
It feels like more of a hashtag than a word, but I
sure.
Okay. I mean, it like, maybe you should wear those hashtag values rather than old-fashioned values.
Okay.
Hashtag
gal use. Okay.
A lot of the a lot of the biggest hashtags in history are comprised of words.
Sure.
So something to keep in mind. You know, let's not limit it. But the hashtag gal use, I love that. That's
I'm still tweeting with your wedding hashtag.
Clem Chowder.
Yeah.
Really? I mean, her last name's Chowder.
Yeah, I mean, it works. Was right there. It felt like if we didn't do it, you know, I mean, here I am marrying Miss Chowder.
I mean, that's like a Leno joke. You know, mm-hmm. he's like, yeah, look at this. Sean Clements is marrying Grace Chowder. Mm-hmm. You're going to have the Clem Chowder wedding.
It's yeah. true. It's exactly like a Leno. It's like just like a textbook.
It's a
Leno
perfect setup. Joke. Yeah. It's a perfect yeah. joke.
If it's good enough for Jay, yeah, it's going to be good enough for me and my wedding.
Hollywood Handbook.
Hey, gang. Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate the mom in your life? Well, Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving an Aura as a gift, you can even personalize the frame with preloaded photos and memories. You can find the hottest, most beautiful pictures of your mom for Aura's annual MILG event. MILG, that's Mom I'd Like to Gift. This Mother's Day, let your mom know you'd love to gift her. She's a MILG. Tell her that. From grandmothers to new mothers to aunts, even the friends in your life, they all can be MILGs. They're moms, and you'd like to gift them. So go ahead and find the most gorgeous pictures of your MILG. Upload it to an Aura frame, give it to her, and you will be awarding her with the best digital photo frame as named by Wirecutter. Selected as one of Oprah's favorite things? Okay, that's big MILG energy. Aura frames are guaranteed to bring joy to MILGs of all ages. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. That's right, listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply. Celebrate your MILG!
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure? Sure would be nice to, like, smoke down a big-ass tree right now. And, like, they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math, I had 5 million each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys, rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app today to get free delivery on your first 3 orders, while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
So we've got Galyuz, and I think it's fun to make
We've got Galyuz.
So people can engage with that.
Yeah.
We have that she is a sprinter, competitive sprinter.
She is the wife. So this is the Peter is now being replaced by the person you're talking about. Or do we not know that yet?
Peter's role in this, I think, is...
I'd love to have him kiss us in and sort of have his blessing, at least in the pilot, where he can make it kind of an easy handoff. So Peter would ideally be giving the baton to Family Gal.
Right. Is this a backdoor pilot, a front door pilot, a side door pilot? We going down the chimney with this? Like, how are we doing?
This is the storm drain.
Okay.
Pilot.
Mm-hmm. Up the septic tank.
We're tunneling our way in through the sewer system. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
I
think that's smart.
Yeah. That's where a lot of the humor lives, right? I mean, just to say, we're not afraid of toilet humor.
Although I don't know if that embodies Galyuz or embodied by toilet humor. So I
hate to define that. And by the way, I think that Galyuz could be absolutely disgusting poop and pee jokes. Like there's no reason that we could absolutely do that.
Yes, and okay, I don't want to fixate on the Galyuz thing, just because that's one of the only things that we have. I don't think we need to even discuss that any further. Honestly, it was just like,
if she's a sprinter,
she's a sprinter because. So, when one of the conversations around this, we were talking about her being a zoomer, and I think Gabe sort of thought that meant that she zooms around really fast. Gabe is, of course, not at Fox anymore, but
he's at Warner Brothers, really.
Yeah, but that has kind of stuck with the project. I almost forgot that that was the origin of it.
Yeah,
that he started kind of zooming around the room, getting excited.
Oh, she's
about
got
the
zoomies, zoomer, and then it was
Sean, you had just mentioned somebody's brother. What was that?
I'm so sorry, Carl. So the same studio that made the Matrix films, which we've moved away from, Valentine's Day, better choice. They also, they continue to produce content to this day. And they have this whole lot where they do it and the Valley and it's called Warner Brothers.
Oh.
And that's where Gabe works now, under Berlanti Shingle. And which, by the way, they're not doing too shabby. I don't think it's a bad idea to keep this zoomer idea that you had to make her a sprinter. You could do a lot worse.
And so, I mean, it's just kind of the memory of that special moment in the, when you pitch something so effective that the executives all are shipping around. Susanna Marcos gets up and starts chasing Gabe. I mean,
she's working at Warner Brothers as well.
Yes.
HBO Max. So, she was like, I'm family girl, and she's sprinting and she's zooming. And everyone got so into it that it's when you get a group of people that excited, we're a little jaded from hearing a lot of ideas. You go, okay, we're on to something. And that's going to translate. So, she runs everywhere.
The sprinting is a really good entree to our bread and butter, these poop and pee jokes, because, these runners, they poop and pee themselves all the time.
Okay? Yeah, they have
entree and bread and butter.
Yeah.
And poop and pee. I mean, it's just three different parts of the meal.
You the pitch in terms of food. Yeah. I'm trying to stay thematically into something here.
Is this something? I don't know what restaurant Family Gal goes to, but this got me thinking. She orders the entree, the giant. A meal so big that if you finish it, it's free.
Right.
WW Eats.
WWE. Okay. Yeah. Yes.
Did Bob's ever? Bob's never did that.
Andre the Giant.
Yeah.
I'd have to check. I'm due for a rewatch anyway.
Okay.
So I'll,
it doesn't
so
have to be
I'll
a burger. It could be chicken. I don't think they do chicken on that show, do they?
Okay.
No, but yeah. Yeah. So if it was the same wording, even if they've done that plan words, but it was a burger and we're making it chicken, I really think they'd have.
We could kind of incorporate both Bob's Burgers, Family Girls chicken.
So you're saying she would run a restaurant?
Yeah, she could. Chicken. Yeah, she could. And she could really run a restaurant with like how fast she's.
Oh my God.
Zooming around, you know.
When she runs a restaurant.
Yes.
Runs the restaurant.
Mm-hmm. I thought I ordered fast food. I didn't know you were going to be running so fast.
Oh yeah. My God. That's that. I mean, if Connor Welch was here, he'd be standing up running around.
Yes.
You know what I mean, he's not a fox anymore, but yeah. He is there. Yeah.
You know, in our deck, we could, when we said that sentence, we could click over to a photo of Usain Bolt.
Wow.
Right. I mean,
and gets just like running in there.
Yeah.
Right. Just to bring it to life, that energy that's going to permeate the show. The show is a sprint to humor.
It's a comedy sprint. It's a comedy sprint. You know, it's not slow. That's part of what I love about what you guys do. And what I do think we want to maintain is you do jokes. You tell jokes. It's not these long scenes with like.
Well, too often in life, you take the time to enjoy things when in reality, you should just be sprinting through them.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
It's not worth it most of the time.
It's a sprint.
Just sprint through it. Get to what's next. What's next? What's next? What's hot? Right. What's the, give me more TikTok. Show me more.
That's what Family Guy is always asking. The franchise is always asking the question, what is hot? When I wrote a parody of Iron Chef in 2014, we were so ahead of the curve. I was scared at the time when I was working on this show.
Is anyone going to get this? Well, you see what happened. Yeah, they get it now. Mm-hmm. And every time they turn on Iron Chef, they go, Family Guy taught me about this show. Thanks, Ace.
Well, too bad that show's long gone.
Was there a gong on the show? You better hope so.
I think there was.
All right. I'm just saying, you better hope there was.
If not, I'll just pack my things.
Carl, what do you want to see in turn as a fan of the franchise?
Scapple.
You want to see what?
No, I'm just saying. I have, as the doctor, I have to. Oh, say
you're saying okay. Mm. What do you want to see about the show? What do you want to see her doing? What like traditions do you want to see continue? What do you want to see held over from the old series? What do you want to see replaced?
What's Stewie's role?
Mm-hmm.
So we don't like with Stewie. Stewie's here.
Mm-hmm.
He's an adult now.
Okay.
Wow.
And he's working. What I want to continue is the brewery.
Okay. Hot Dog and Pat's.
We can change the name of the brewery.
Okay.
Let's change the name.
Well, it's WWE's.
Oh, that's the restaurant too. That's the brewery.
Tables in there. Yeah. I've seen him sit at a table in there.
Okay. So WWE's. Stewie is works here in the call center.
I don't think they have ever sat at a table.
There may be a desk.
Yeah, I think there's a desk. That's a table.
Everybody sit around a desk. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Stewie works at the call center selling
individual beers.
Yes, like The Office. And we don't know if he's gay.
Still.
Wow.
Yeah.
We're still working that, huh?
I thought we kind of got away from that. Like
he might know. He might know at this point.
Okay.
We don't know.
Okay.
We just don't.
So the family girl, is the family girl related to Stewie? Are they a family?
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
Wow. Good. Okay.
So I don't think that should be. Because
we've done that.
Yeah, we've seen that. We've seen family.
We've seen Stewie be related to people.
Yeah. And family girl, I don't want to see nobody related. Everybody's friends.
Okay.
Right.
Okay.
They're building the family.
Did Stewie successfully kill Lois in this imagined future?
Now that I think we need to put a poll up on Twitter or something like that to see if
maybe live during one of the episodes. We have like a 2-part episode.
Yeah.
We let people kind of call it and vote American Idol style.
Yes. Yes. Call in and vote American Idol style. And then at the end of that, we still don't know if Stewie is gay or not.
We can multiverse the whole thing where she's dead and alive, he's gay and not gay. Mm.
People love the multiverse. I mean, that is like, that's getting people back out to the theater. Like, that stuff is
right.
That's red hot right now. That's a powerful idea. Let's play in that a little more. So if we're doing the multiverse, is there any reason not to have some portion of the show just be the old traditional Family Guy that we all like with the same main characters and set and just kind of stead it for, you know, for at least part of it or maybe even half the episodes?
So you're just taking regular episodes then and say like remixing them into the new framework of a Family Gal multiverse.
Yeah, maybe to Family Gal's point of view, you know, every once in a while you hear her go, and she sort of nods as she's witnessing this episode that we all kind of have already agreed is pretty funny.
Right. Well, I mean, the thing that does is it gets the fan base in there. It's an entree for them because they, you know, they could look at this project and just say it feels derivative. It feels like you're trying to take advantage of me here and, you know, not give me, you know, under the auspices of selling me what I formerly liked, give me something new, but you're actually giving me what I formerly liked.
Yeah.
Yes.
So that's
they like great. That, though. They love just eating product. Shit. They love just waddling up to the trough and just like slurping up their shit.
That is something to keep in mind, obviously, is that our target audience, the consumer, you know, is going to eat what we feed them and they'll damn well like it.
Right.
You know, they'll slurp on absolute slop until their belly aches and then they'll think ask for more.
Because is this the type of person who would say want to strap on a metaverse headset, become the Family Gal? And all of a sudden you go from you're on your couch.
We did that.
Okay.
I'm so sorry. I mean, could you do it again? We actually did that about a year and a half ago.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry. All right.
No, don't be sorry. Most people missed it. It was, you know, I think it was a little ahead of its time, honestly.
God, now I feel like I should send you some cupcakes and that's to say, sorry, Goldie, on them, you know, like a note for me, just some sprinkles. I don't know. There's four of you guys. Maybe I'll send 24 cupcakes to your office on a day when half of you will be there.
I kind of prefer the delicious cookies. Those really, really soft cookies.
Oh, my God. They're so good.
Your agent sends you on your birthday.
The first day, they're so good. They're fine. The first day. God, I mean, I help you if you try to have one the next day.
It's just, I feel bad. And I feel bad about the gong thing, too. So I feel like I should send, I don't know.
Whoever, Kevin, did we get a result on that?
No, I'm trying to put in the lunch orders. Does everyone want corn again? Or do we want to do family style today?
As long as it's not Mendo.
Mendo is out. I've told them your notes, Carl.
Fuck no. Fuck Mendo.
We can't go to Mendo, man. Mendo Mondays I used to look forward to, but now it's like I had to get creative with the menu. And at the time that I'm designing a whole new dish with their ingredients, it's like, let's just go somewhere else.
I would say Jones on Third, but I feel like something is different with the corn. there. They're just doing something weird with the corn now.
Well, and I need to be there to see what they have. Yeah. At the kind of little cold bar.
Mm-hmm.
Where are we going to go?
I'm just going to eat one of the cupcakes and a handful of almonds.
Almonds. Okay. Whole Foods, Trader Joe's, Homemade.
Kevin, stop pitching Homemade. We're never going to do Homemade with you.
I got homemade popcorn. We could watch a movie after work, you guys.
I once saw a lady take a chicken wing out of the vat with her hand at Whole Foods in the hot bar.
Mm.
Instead of the tongs?
Instead of the tong.
That's she said, okay.
I'll try this.
That's okay.
She's not putting it back in after.
No, she kept it. She wrapped the bone up in a paper towel and threw it away.
It's already. Gosh. I mean, you're eating a hand. Like the thing is already basically a hand that you're eating.
It is the chicken's hand.
You know, that's not weird, but she reaches in with her and touches it. That's crazy. Now that's
no, she scooped out the tortilla soup with her hand and no glove. I'd say that's a little unusual to me. That you should use the ladle.
And it's hard
if you
to
want
do.
Take a sip, that's fine.
It's hard to do the pizza with the tongs. And sometimes the pizza doesn't come off of the slice next to it. And yes, you have to reach down, touch the other slice.
Somehow,
you gotta keep them separated.
Right?
And so you do have to touch the one on that side and on the other side. Because the one that you want is in the middle.
And you're doing that person a favor. You're protecting their cheese.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
So, hey, you want me to just go ahead and yank it? Just touch it my side? You ain't going to like what's left for you. The same they price. Do, I mean, a discount.
They do have the best pizza at Whole Foods, though, in town.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the most authentic New York pizza you're going to find.
Mm-hmm.
Ugh, knock me over with a feather. The first bite every time I forget.
I think it's something with the water at Whole Foods.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think they like import, like, I don't know if the water is supposed to be hard or soft. Makes me hard. You know what I mean? A little sip of that pizza.
I say one time we went to Whole Foods with Sean. He ate a bite of the pizza and looked at me and said, "Your boy's on rock."
I very theatrically took out a large bottle of Viagra, rattled it around, and then threw it over my shoulder into the trash can behind me.
There was a big trash can just in the middle of Whole Foods.
When I take Carl to Whole Foods, I say, "Do you mind if we eat next to the trash can?" I got an idea.
All right, I got almonds.
We gotta go back, by the way. Sorry.
Yeah, we gotta get back.
That's all right.
When are we doing that? Let's put that in the books now. Can we get that on? Are you free? Well, I mean, what's your schedule right now? Are you free for a Whole Foods like late lunch, like 4:35?
As long as
Whole Foods, you now need a reservation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm. It's gonna be hard to get a reservation for 5. Like yeah, that's true. Like a month out.
Yeah, no, I was thinking more like tomorrow or the next day. Well, I mean, but if you don't mind, you know, they do have, if you don't mind eating at the bar.
I mean, we could go to the downtown one. I think they're usually, you know, especially after 2.
Yeah, they're not as slammed. There's just no parking. So I don't mind going, but there's no parking. I mean, do you want a carpool or do you want to like...
Well, I don't share cars.
Ride share?
We talked about that. I'll probably walk from where I'm at. But if we know when the reservation is, I could start out really early and meet you guys there.
You could leave at like 12:30.
Yeah, it was kind of a me and Carl thing, but
that's
cool if you're there.
Sorry, I just thought you might get hard. I kind of wanted to be there for that and the trash can and the whole thing.
No, that's.
I mean, maybe Carl.
That's actually really sweet.
Kevin, do you want to just sort of run back sort of what we have?
Yeah, just like for the show.
Okay, Family Gal is she's a runner, she's a track star, and she's running a restaurant.
I don't think anyone ever said track star. We said sprinter.
Keep it in.
Carlson's keeping
well, she should be good at her job.
Yes.
So if she's a runner, she should be a track star. Because I'm not going to sign on to one of these shows where we're just making jokes about, like, oh, she's a runner, but she tripped.
She fell over.
Just fumbling yeah. around and fucking up. Like, yeah.
No. The gun went off and she was like, ah! You know, like, that's... I don't want to do that.
I didn't know how to tie my shoes. And it's like, okay, yes, you do. Like, let's make her competent. It's actually...
Not just competent.
It can be very funny to see someone excel in their field. Like, that's...
Right! It's hilarious. I like her. The better she is, the funnier it's going to be. If she takes off so fast that her clothes are like flying in the air, she's left them behind. She
goes all the way around the world.
I mean, I'm dying at that point.
That's making me lose it. Kevin, I'm sorry I jumped down your throat. Let's give her a win. Let's make her a track star.
Yeah.
And let's really drive that home. Maybe bold yeah. it.
Great.
She's well, a runner. She's a track
someone,
star.
Someone like we know weighing in, like Peter saying early on, like, wow, I've seen a lot of fast ladies and you are fast, my friend.
Now I'm like, here's the remote. Take the batteries out. Don't need these. Fuck that. They can watch this for the rest of the day.
I like that we didn't do a cutaway there. You
yeah,
because
he says, I've seen a lot of fast runners. He doesn't go like, you're the fastest runner I've seen no. since.
No, we're just going to close that out. I'd like to actually, I like her. I want to see more of her. I don't need to like go see a different fast lady
to me,
from
she's
history.
Not, she's not like some launching pad to get me into some other thing where, you know, obviously you could say, wow, you're the fastest sprinter I've ever seen other than.
Since FloJo versus the volcano or something. Like,
yeah,
I'm sure you've done that. But, like, no, I'd like oh, yeah, to actually I mean, see the characters that I know.
We've done that.
Is there anything with a... Is there anything with the sprinter van? I just feel like we have... It's, like, sitting there. It's in a way, it's too obvious, but also, is the audience going to be expecting it so much that they'll be disappointed if we don't deliver on, like, you know, look at that sprinter.
All right, so are you saying she's hashtag van life?
Hmm.
Because I love that.
We just
I love
got
that.
Our second hashtag.
Because, it, like, so if we're just doing the pitch, right? Like, I'm going to walk in and say, all of America needs an escape right now. I'm not even talking about Family Guy, right? Like, I walk in, I don't talk about Family Guy.
Fuck Family Guy. This is about people. This
is me to you. This is yeah. Life. Like, yeah. I mean, first of all, we walk in the room together. Everyone's excited, right? Mm-hmm. Like, everyone's like, this is exactly what we're
both
looking
of
for,
them
probably.
Are here.
Yeah, like...
they both showed up
and I say, don't you just want to escape? Don't you?
Yeah.
Everyone hates their life. Everyone's fucking miserable. Everyone just wants to die and leave where they're at.
Mm-hmm.
Which is why hashtag van life is so popular.
Oh my God. Because it's, you're just driving or I guess you're asleep.
Yeah, so Family Gal takes Family Guy and puts it into hashtag van life.
Well, we already have
a sprinter
that she's
who lives
fast.
In a sprinter.
Is she a van?
Scalpel.
Is she a van?
Scalpel, okay.
Scalpel, okay. The doctor is scrubbing in.
I'm listening.
Scalpel. So she's a van and... She is family oriented, right? It's a van. It fits a lot of people. The whole family can go in the van.
Yes.
So maybe the family.
The ultimate family car.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wait, is it just called family car?
Ooh,
well, gender being such a minefield now, like why do we need to jump in? Why don't we just call it family car?
Family car.
Right? To just stay away from the whole gender. Mm-hmm. Man, it's so funny.
Right.
We come and we go, hey, all we've got right now is family girl. That becomes family gal. Within an hour, it's family car. And this is why we need you, Goldie.
Right.
Because you understand this world, this landscape.
I know we're talking about cars right now, and I don't want to throw a wrench into the plan.
Please, doctor.
Even though you do need a wrench.
And Carr would like cars. That.
I need a second opinion. Yeah, here we go.
By taking the gal and out of it, are we silencing women? Tap the scalpel to your temple for a second.
I mean, you just asking the question,
that's
the
good.
And the instinctual answer I want to say is no way.
Okay.
Yes.
No
and I don't
way.
Even want to think about it.
And just the fact that you asked, I think, is like, no great. Way. I think that's good. That's that enough
we
right there.
That we thought about it is yeah. so empowering.
Yes.
For that entire group that it's like, you know, it's, and I would say this, maybe a tagline. It's her turn to drive.
Oh, hey, mm-hmm. I got
because
one thing to say about
that. Cars are generally feminized, right? Aren't
Clear.
They? She's
yeah. wait. Carl's defibrillating.
Clear. That's what I got to say about that.
Oh, okay.
And what we know about portrayals of cars, like this, flips Christine on its head.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
She's instead of killing, she's giving birth.
Yeah.
Have they done a you're wrong about Christine yet?
I'm not sure.
It feels like it feels like it's time. I think the you know, I don't want to beat around the bush too much. Like really, we've done so much great work, and before we kind of like get too deep in what we did. Really, really want to talk about Goldie was, do you have Seth's email or anything? Can we talk to him?
Oh, that's what,
I mean,
I have an email. I don't know if it's the current one because I've had different emails for him and I've never actually gotten a direct response to my emails.
Well, send Kevin what you got.
Okay, but you're not going to just take this and cut me out, are you?
Scalpel.
Bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum Podcast.